We come now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We come with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this gathering. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with the blessing. And you know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and dependent upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say. Clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and all the praises. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church, amen. To our preachers and deacons, all of God's children, it's just good to be in the house of the Lord. Good to be in the house of the Lord. Thank God for everything on this earth. Most of all, we thank you for Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. We can't make it without him. He's the key to life. You don't know your life until Jesus unlocked it and let you see yourself. He is life. When will Jesus come back? And why? Reverend Walker, you tell me you still on that? Yes! Number 60. Number 60. Yeah, I'm still on it. Yes. Number 60. When will Jesus come back? Number 60. That's Lord. There's so much in this thing. There's so much in this thing. I've been trying to get to the end of it. I mean it. Y'all need to be a preacher to know what you're talking about. Some of you don't understand. God knows some of you don't understand. Me. I'm talking about a real preacher. Not no phony now, but a real preacher. You just need to be a preacher. You'll understand. When God puts you on something, he take you off when he get ready. He can't be narrow-minded by what folks think. He just got to do what the law says. This is something y'all need to know about. This is something that the church need to know something about. This is the next great event on the calendar of God. And I said 40% may know something, but 60% don't know nothing about the coming of Jesus. I'm talking about church at large. Don't know nothing about the second coming of Jesus Christ. And it's very, very important to know something about that. So listen at me, if you will. Listen at me. Because you know I'm half crazy. I'll go 100 on it. You know that. I have. Not on this, but I have. No. But when he said that's enough, I can't explain it. I ain't going to try. Turn your Bibles to Revelation again. This strip here I'm in now is letting us see us. Us. This 21st century church is the church of Laodicea. Us. Ain't it good to know something about us?
That's right.
Yeah, it's good to know something about us in our day. In the Bible. Our day is in the Bible. Oh, boy. And we need to know something about how we doing. But we don't talk about Paul enough and all the other fellas. What they doing. But what we are doing.
All right.
Oh, boy. Revelation 3, 19 through the 22nd verse. Be some of the same things I did last Sunday. Because, can I say Jesus is talking now? Thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing. Everybody said nothing. 17. What did I say? I'm sorry. Okay. I got enough of preachers up here to straighten me out. I'm sorry. Okay. That's 17. The 18, she said, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich. See, you say you're rich, but you're really not rich. Not the kind of rich I want to get you. God Almighty. Say you're rich, but you're not rich. God Almighty. And increase with good. We got that. Rich, okay? I counsel you to buy me gold tried in the fire, and I mayest be rich. And white raiment, and thou mayest be clothed, and that thy shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eyesalve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, be ready to work for me. Therefore, and repent. This is the sad part about it. There's two sad things in here. I'm rich and don't need you. And the next thing is the 20th verse. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. I'll come in his house, and I'll eat with him. Because I know he got some food good for me. If you invite Jesus in, you ought to have something to give him. Righteousness, joy, some things that he wants righteousness in our lives. When will Jesus come back? And why? Number 60. I know some of you are taking me lightly. When we teach on and preach on the second coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, this subject many folks don't like to hear about. The second coming of our Lord and Savior. They don't like to hear about his second coming. But it's our joy. Those who know him, it's our joy to know that Jesus is on his way back. And my brothers and sisters, we need to understand God's plan for man and this world is made known unto him before the foundation of the world. It may sound strange to some of you, but when before God said, let there be light, he already knew about this day right now. As I speak, you already know. In other words, his work is known unto him from the beginning to the end. I know it blew our mind. Now, we, what God looked like scratching, cut me down, just tummy down just a little bit. What God looked like scratching his head, wondering what's going to happen tomorrow.
All right.
Wonder what a walker going to do next week if I let him live. He already got that written. That's blew our mind. Wonder where God be over you on. He already there before he made you. He was there. Where you going tomorrow? These kind of things blew our mind. Our little finite mind can't comprehend these kind of things. Watch this now. He knows his work from the beginning to the end. Paul, get the book of Acts for me right quick. 15 and 18 verse. Acts 15 and the 18 verse. Bless his holy name.
Known unto God are all his works, from the beginning of the world.
I know it all. Now let's blow our mind. How in the world God can know this? How in the world God can know his work from the beginning to the ending? We can't catch that. Our little knowledge won't get up to that. He know what. He cannot lie. He already know that. God knows who will be saved. What? Yes. God knows who will be lost. It's already been fixed by God. You tell me Reverend Walker is already fixed? Yes. You tell me God already know who's going to be saved and lost? Yes. Even before they get saved? Yes. Oh, boy. Paul, look at Ephesians 1, 3 through the 5th verse. Y'all just stick with me now. Get them pointing now. You got to know this stuff. You need to know this stuff.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ.
Already blessed. God Almighty. With all spiritual blessings. All heaven blessing, we already blessed with them, right? Already. I'm talking about heaven blessing. God Almighty. And heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Read on, Paul.
According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
You tell me, Reverend Walker, he have already chosen you. Yes. And if you saved, he already done chosen what? You. Before the what? Now let that soak in. Before when? Well, I said, let there be light. He already have chosen the folks he gonna save. No, I don't believe that. Well, I knew you got a problem. That's all. The devil got your mind going. And if you've been born again, you know God can do anything, but he just can't fail. Before the foundation of the world. God Almighty, I already done saved you. You already know. Well, somebody said, I hear in your mind, well, why I'm not saved? Because you don't believe the Bible. But he already know if you're going to believe. If you never believe, you know your name wasn't there in the first place.
Well,
if you die without Christ, you'll know then my name wasn't there. Not because God didn't love you, but because he know you wasn't going to believe. Because he loved everybody. One thing about God, he didn't pick out folks and say, you're a good fellow. All of them you messed up. But those got to believe if you want to be saved. He don't make nobody go to heaven with him. Right. You go with him because you want to go. It's just like a free ticket. Watch this. Go ahead. All right, so take your time, Walker.
Take your time. Take your time.
Now watch the Super Bowl.
Okay.
All right. I didn't want you to get my point. Get my point. Get my point. I don't mean no harm. Yeah, the only want to go ahead and bump this, but get my point. If somebody just about offer you a ticket, them tickets cost some money. Even Alabama and Auburn cost you some money. Especially when they, you know, tip top like, you know. And, well, they ain't doing nothing. The ticket a little lower than nobody. Yes. Right. Offer you a ticket.
Yes, sir.
Free.
Yes, sir.
And matter of fact, you ain't got to pay no airfare. I'm going to take care of all that.
All right.
Just about you going.
Okay.
I said, just about you going. You'll take off work to go. Thank you. Got to thank. Oh, boy. Hear God. Sending Jesus. Can I say he the ticket? Hear God sending Jesus all the way down here to give you a free ticket to heaven. And you don't take it. What else can God do? He loves us just that hard. Jesus loved everybody. I said, Jesus loved everybody. He have no respect to person. There's always, it's always going to be up to who? You. So now, if you haven't given your life to Christ, I'm talking on radio too now. I'm just talking to y'all.
All right.
If you haven't given your life to Christ yet, it's your fault.
All right.
Nobody's fault but yours.
Yes, sir.
A free ticket to heaven.
All right.
I say a free ticket to heaven.
Yeah.
You ain't got to go to the airport to get to heaven. It's going to be a flight. Just that quick. And you don't want to go to walk the golden streets?
Right.
No more crying.
Right.
No more dying.
Right.
No more pain.
Right.
No more hungry.
Right.
You don't want to go there.
Right.
And you got a free ticket to go.
All right.
It's always up to us.
Yes,
he already know who's going to take it and who will reject it.
Right.
It's already written.
All right.
God Almighty. Already know from the foundation of the world. Read on, Paul.
Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself.
God Almighty.
According to the good pleasure of his will.
Predestinated us. Predestined already. Before you got here, I already predestined that. The adoption of children. I'm going to adopt me some children. God Almighty. Not by your mom and daddy, but by Jesus.
Right.
Unto himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Watch this now. The good pleasure of his will. Pleasure is something you ain't got to have.
Right. Right.
Just something for pleasure. I'm just going to have me some, I'm going to make me some human beings for my what?
Right.
Tell that you plant your rose from garden out there. Roll pretty flowers for my what?
Because
you can't eat them.
All right.
Just to look at them. Pleasure.
Right,
you can do without it. Jesus can do without all of us.
Uh-huh.
I'm getting them for my what? Pleasure. I'm going to let the devil know. I'm going to make a man, and that man don't make him bow down to him.
Because
we had to kick the devil out of heaven.
All right.
And the devil said, you make him out, make him crush you to your faith.
Yes,
well, old Job said, you're a lie.
Yeah.
I know the man.
Yes,
can I get half on there?
Yes,
I know the man.
Yes,
you make a man, I make him crush you to your faith. Oh, Joseph, my Redeemer liveth.
All right.
My Redeemer liveth. The one that redeemed me, he liveth. And that liveth me, he live forever. He cannot die. Bless his holy name. So you already, I want you to know this today. You already been chosen. If you've been born again, you've been chosen. By God, before the foundation of the world. And if you have not given your life to Christ, it's your fault. I said, your fault.
All right.
I'm waiting on the Lord. Waiting on him. He's been here 2,000 years now waiting on him. He waiting on you. And I'm going to prove that if I get to it. He waiting on you.
All right.
God Almighty. So you need to know this stuff. God got on my heart for you to know it. If I had still only 10 years from now, you ain't got to be around then. I hope you don't, but I may. Just me. It won't be no problem if I don't. We'll be well with y'all. Hey, go on to heaven. Bye. See you later, alligator. But I want to be done my job while I'm here.
Yes, sir.
Come on with it, Ralph.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Pastor.
Yes, Lord. That's his holy name. So we're already saved before the foundation of the world. If you're not, you turn them down. But he's still waiting on you. Bless his holy name. And this is why he said these words, because we have already been chosen. Now, this is why he said these words. Paul, go to Romans 8 and 28 for me. Lord Almighty.
And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God.
Listen at that.
To them who are the called according to his purpose.
Oh, what? Working what?
Together.
To them, for good, to them, but who?
Love.
I chose you before the foundation of the world. Yes. Now, that means all things are working for your what?
Good.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You my child.
That's right.
I know you're going to have some trials. I know you're going to have some testing. I know you're going to go through things. But you still my child. You're still working together for your what?
Good.
They fixed the trap for your bad, but I'm going to let it turn out to be your what?
Good.
Because all things are doing what? To work together. I don't care how bad it is, good and bad, whatever might go on, but when it's not up, I'm going to be, it's going to be for my what? Good.
All right.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Let folks talk about y'all they want.
Yeah.
Call you everything but a child of God. But when God gets you messing around with it, you'll end up being their supervisor.
All right.
All things are working together. You my child, I'm going to take care of you, but you got to go through some trials and testing. You just got to trust me, he's saying. Heart of mine. For our good. For God good and our purpose. We may not see no purpose in things we go through with. What I'm going through this for, because I want you to go through it. If you just stand still when you get on the outside, you're going to see, whatever for me, wasn't it? For my good. God Almighty. In these last days, God already got his church. Y'all just need to know this. Just need to know this. For if God is concerned, his church is all, he already see his church. See, we don't see it like that. We already done fixed things. That's his holy name. And God have already wrote or recorded the history of his church. We are read about ourselves and don't know it. That's right. When you read the book of Revelation, especially the Laodicea church, we read about ourselves and don't even recognize it.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
talking about them. No, it's us. Them folks. It's us, the folks. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Or it's us ought to be ashamed of ourselves.
Go ahead.
It's us.
Yes, sir.
The church of Laodicea is the land. Church.
Yes.
We are that church.
Yes.
Mama.
See, your one time, we thought it would never come to get to us. But it's to us now. Oh, boy. Time is winding up.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
It's on us now.
Yes, sir.
Don't folks all be ashamed of yourself. You're talking about yourself.
All right.
I ain't joking with you. Bless his holy name. We're in these last days. Somebody got to preach it. Got some preaching, but you need to preach it. Folks need to know what happened in their day. Talk about Paul and all the rest of the fellas, all this other. It's doing the same thing in our day. It don't got down to us from the depth of my heart, I believe it. Bless his holy name. My brothers and sisters, we have seen what God done in the Old Testament day. Under the law of God, God said, well, under the law of God, you kill my cat, I kill your dog. That's under the law. You don't have no trial, but they're going to get rid of you.
That's right.
They catch you doing a woman, a man, adultery. They're going to stone you to death right there.
That's right.
Ain't no going to the court, get my divorce. Ain't no divorce. They stone you to death.
That's right.
That's Bible. That's Old Testament law.
That's right.
That's Old Testament law. Card of mine. The Old Testament law. Hallelujah. But now, everybody said, but now. We are not living under that law. We're living under the New Testament law. That's grace. In spite of our desire, in spite of what we deserve, God giving us another chance. We under grace. Thank God for grace. Everybody say, thank God for grace. If it wasn't for grace, we all be dead right now in hell. But by his what? Grace. The call of God's Son Jesus come to die for our sin. We living under grace. Everybody preached the story, running plenty of time, and caught that woman in the very act of adultery.
All right.
They wasn't doing nothing what the law didn't say. The law said, when you catch them, who is it, kill them? That make it sound so bad, don't it, kill them? But let me say, stone to death, okay? I know, I'm just kidding with you, but that way, kill them. That way to kill them. They stole them to death. Because that was what? The law.
All right.
They wasn't wrong. That was the law. Look what they said. We caught her in the very act of adultery. And Moses said, Moses done, made by what Moses said, but we don't change that now. Grace is on the scene now.
All right.
Paul, can I say it again?
Yes, sir.
Another chance is on the scene now. I'm going to give you another chance. I know you deserve to die, but I'm going to give you another chance.
That's right.
You deserve to die. But Jesus.
Yeah.
That's when we all love ourselves somewhat. Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Jesus gave us another what? Chance! Folks that laid it down and brought it to Jesus and throw it at his feet, got stones in their hand.
All right.
Want to catch Jesus and allow something. Right. The Bible said, yan, yan, yan. The Word of God said, yan, yan, yan. Jesus, you can't do no with Jesus.
All right.
Watch grace. See, watch grace. Can I say watch grace?
Grace
said, well, I'll tell you, you without a fault, cast the first stone.
All right. That's right.
If you ain't never done nothing wrong, don't hit her.
Yes,
don't hit us out of here. Don't hit her. Because,
yes,
you know, we don't know where you wrote on the ground. It has been, but
right.
Don't even mess with that because nobody know that.
Right.
I don't know where you wrote, but buddy started dropping the stones.
Right.
When you looked around, all of them was gone.
Yes, sir.
Thank God for
grace.
The old folk who sang that song, grace woke me up early this morning. See, grace.
Right.
It was grace.
Right.
Not because you was good, not because you all right, but it was what? Grace.
That's right.
We living under grace now.
Yes, sir.
Anybody can be saved now, buddy.
Yes,
whosoever will, let him come.
Well,
and if y'all got a bone to pick with me, whoever got a bone, can I say it like that? Whoever got a bone to pick with me, throw me at the feet of grace. Just don't take me there. Throw me at the feet. See, what he'll tell you, well, what you done? He'll make you drop the stone. Won't you do? God Almighty. Grace. We're not living in the Old Testament law. We're living under the new law now. Grace. And I believe it had been over 2,000 years ago when Jesus died for our sin on the cross to give us another chance to live with him in heaven. Another chance. Everybody say another chance. Another chance. And I believe time has brought us to the end of the church of this generation. Laodicea, the 21st century church. I say, I believe that. From the depths of my heart, I believe that. It'll come all the way down to that now. That, you know, got down to the last generation church. The church of Laodicea. Us. Everybody say us. God Almighty. It ain't gonna stay up there. It ain't gonna stay with Abraham all the time.
No, sir. That's right.
Most of them. Them days over. It's on us. It's us. It got down to us. You know, it's just like you taking shots when I was a boy. You were in line taking your vaccination shot.
Uh-huh.
You know, diving ahead of me, but time it got to you. You scared. You cheated.
Yes,
your time now. Take your shot.
Yes, sir.
You be nervous to take your shot. Take your time to get your shot. It's time for us now.
Right.
We can ignore it all we want. It's our day now, but I promise you, it's our day now. You thought you'd never see it, but it's here. God Almighty. And my brothers and sisters, we have seen and read how generation after generation, their behavior, their conduct, their attitude and service toward God, some was good and some was bad. We read about the Old Testament, don't you? You read about how bad they was and how good they were. You see all about that. All of that generation after generation. We saw how God dealt with them. We saw that too. But now, in this 21st century church, I believe we are living in the last part of the church age. It has come down to us now. Set us now. It has finally come down to us. We thought we'd never get here, but it has come down to us. Oh, boy. In the land, in even day. And my brother and sister, Abraham, Moses, David, Peter, John, Paul, Timothy, their time and days on this earth is over. It's over for them. They're gone. It came to their day, but now their day of what? Over. You can believe this if you want to. The Bible and time have brought man down to our day of living. The Bible talks about it, and, come, and time have brought us to our day of living. If sin was sin in Moses and Paul's day, it's still sin. God Almighty. They have to deal with it. They dealt with it in their day. But not in our day. grace time. But yet still, it's grace. But yet still, God giving us another chance. And yet still, we still disobeying our Lord and our Savior.
Right.
Just like they did doing the same thing.
Yes,
they are over. It's our time now. You can believe it if you want. It's our time now. Oh, boy. It's our day now. This 21st century church, us, the Laodicea church, we need to understand God have always, already recorded and wrote our history, our behavior, our conduct, our attitude, our service towards Him, and we don't look so good either. Look so good. The church of Laodicea don't look so good.
Make it plain, Pastor.
That's right.
It doesn't look so good. God Almighty, don't look so good. And God have preachers to talk about Jesus' second coming in Paul's day. So we have preachers to talk about it in our day. His second coming is the church's blessed hope. That's our hope. If Jesus does not come back, we might as well shut these doors and go home. This is our hope. This is what we're waiting on. My mama, my daddy, the old saints of God, Paul, they can't get their glorified body until Jesus comes back again. They get a glorified body. But they can't receive it until after Jesus comes back, after his church. Because we are family now. All of us don't get together. They got to wait on us. We the last thing going to leave here. I don't believe that. That's your business. Even if you want, these last days, I promise you. And my brother and sister, God have preaching this thing. Sometimes folks don't say nothing about it. The devil don't want folks to say about it. It's the last and evil days. Notice how we are making new adjustment of running Jesus out of his own church. Worldly fame and worldly worship. He is on the outside, God Almighty, knocking, trying to get our attention. And most of us are missing him. Ain't that sad? Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I'll come in and sup with him, and he will with me. Knock. What Jesus look like knocking at his door at his own church?
Mama. Mama.
Something done happened.
Right.
What done happened, Reverend Walker? What done happened? The devil had came in and he taken over a lot of local churches. He's not in the real church, but he's taking over local churches.
Right.
Taking over local churches. He can't get in the real church, but the local church. And he's running things in the local church. And the spiritual folk don't got scared. Bless his holy name. In the last, in evil day. So this is what's happening. This 21st century church. This 21st century church, they love the world. They love the world. The bulk of us, we love the world more than we love Jesus in the last and evil day. God Almighty. Paul, get your Bible, it's real. Look at Revelation 3, 19 through the 20th verse. Hallelujah.
As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten.
Yeah.
Be zealous, therefore, and repent.
As many as I what?
Love.
It ain't us no more. As many as I love, now I'm rebuking now. See, everybody in the church ain't lost. You see my point? But some of them in that lost, they just putting on all that kind of stuff. God said, I'm leave open there. Come all of them ain't that. God Almighty, as many as I what? Love, I rebuke, chasten, be zealous, therefore, and what? Repent. Some of them going to do it, but the bulk of us are not going to do it in this time. Why? The bulk of us will not do it in this church. Not in this last church. Read on, Paul.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
God Almighty.
If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me.
He talking to whosoever will now. Since he can't come in, he's knocking. That's the only thing got their attention, just to knock. The rest just came and told the preacher, well, brother, pastor, Jesus at the door. He said, well, tell him we don't need him. We rich, don't need for nothing. I stand at the, watch this now. Watch this. I stand at the door and knock. Watch the mercy of God. Watch the mercy of God. He don't knock three times and go sit down.
All right.
Oh, my son. They go back over and knock again. ain't let him in yet. See, so go back and sit down.
Mama. Mama.
He doesn't go sit down. Do you know what God does? God keep on knocking. He love us so he keep on knocking. In the morning he knocking. In the evening he knocking. Late at night he knocking. He's knocking on somebody's heart right now. Knocking, knocking, knocking. He don't go sit down because he love us so. He don't give up on us. Just how he love us. Knocking. But what do you mean by knocking? He not knocking at this window, but at the hearts of folks.
All right. Right.
Sometimes he brings things to get your attention.
Right.
We ignore him sometimes.
Right.
That'd be a knock.
Right.
You ever got hit by a car, it was a knock.
Right.
You ever died, but it was a knock.
Right.
Trying to get in.
Yeah. That was a knock.
You barely escape a knock. Something can happen out of a fence. Sometimes it be what? Knocks. To get our attention. And he just continues. And that's a merciful God. Before you lay down, he's knocking. Sometimes you dream about him, he's still knocking. He wake up in the morning, he's still knocking. Be with you all day long, still knocking. Because he loved us so. One thing about Jesus, he don't want to see nobody go to hell. I come to die for your sin. And folk will not let him in. A lot of folks, see, watch this now. If you believe Jesus knocking at your door, I'm talking to folks in here and everywhere. If you're not saved, you don't have some knocks.
All right.
He hasn't got your attention yet. He's trying to get your attention. Some kind of way I want your attention. But we ignore him. God. And sometimes you have folks that law, oh, no, how in the world I made it. It was the grace of God you made it.
That's right.
I don't know how I come through this. Some Christian go to the hospital and God take them all home. Tell somebody ain't been saved, anybody look like they've been saved. Go through all kind of operations and come out, try to walk and go the same way. And still won't let Jesus in.
That's right.
He's knocking. Want to get your attention. I went a while like that, Joe, myself.
Yes, sir.
My crazy self. I wasn't an old man, but hey, no guy old fella. But back in the olden days, they carried you to the church, carry you there, and put you on that morning bench. Can I say morning bench?
Yes,
Mama want her child to go to heaven when you die. Mama got her in the cotton field. Jesus, pick cotton too. Can I say that? He'd be all in the cotton field getting folks saved. But now, we got folks that don't even carry your children to church.
That's right.
At home. I know some of y'all be up yonder.
That's right.
Won't you contact Jesus?
That's right.
See? He's trying to come in. Won't you let him in?
That's right.
Let him in before it's too late. Let him in. God Almighty. Because he loved you. Now, there was somebody who loved you. Keep on knocking. You ignoring him, but he keep on knocking. You ignore him, but he keep on knocking. Keep on knocking. And you won't let him in. Boy, you talking about some love. That's some love. So we're living in this time now. You'll see that's why. We're living in this time where folk don't love Jesus. Little by little, leaving Jesus. Read on, Paul. That was it. Bless your heart. And watch this now. What really happening? Again, the devil know he cannot destroy Jesus' church. Because he cannot destroy the real church, the real saints of God. But he mixed with the real church. In the local church, he mixed with, not the real spiritual church, but the local church, he mixed with it. And when he mixed with it, he run things in there. And sometimes so many pastors don't even have, some of them haven't been born again. And they turn the church upside down.
All right.
And you'll see in these last days, so many in the pulpit never been born again.
All right.
The Bible talks about in the last days. All through that, the last day. False preacher, false pastor, false deacon, false.
Yes,
they run the church. That means they don't need Jesus. The real cycle got chicken and scared.
Yes,
won't stand up for Jesus. Oh, boy, boy. Bless his holy name. Don't throw no brick up here. Lord, it gets you. Good Lord. Bless his holy name. I'm trying to help somebody.
Preach on.
I won't see my folk. Everybody know they're heaven when they die. I ain't joking with you. So you got to have the truth. Paul told the truth in his day. Well, he got some preachers going to tell the truth in our day.
That's right.
We got to understand, it's our day now.
Yes.
Paul didn't play. Peter and them didn't play. They told the truth.
Yes, sir.
It's our time now. I promise you, it's our time. Bless his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, for as we know, this earth will be over. I said, for as we know. The old earth going to pass away. All things going to become what? New. This is why the unsaved man is looking for more land. Because you know something that happened to this earth. He see, the ungodly man sees something happening. He can't understand it. I told you last time, they really got Sputnik up all up in the air and in outer space. They're trying to find a place because something happening down here.
All right.
They don't explode further. They can go from corner to corner. Wherever they went, kind of find. But you see something happening.
Right.
That really searches all up in space. I heard they don't have a place up there where you can go and stay forever. The Bible don't prove that out nowhere.
That's right.
Rich folk. Probably trying to find a place. I heard that if they get there, they won't come back. It's a one way up and not another way down. They're there forever. And I guarantee you will be there forever. Because you ain't come back in. See, they're looking for something. They're looking for something else. Because they don't went everywhere they can on this earth. Now they're trying to find some more places to go. They know something to happen. But they don't understand that. Because they got so much of knowledge now. These children are so smart now. The Bible said in the last day, knowledge is going to increase. Look how smart children are now.
That's right.
These little children, 3 years old, you get on a telephone and get on these computers and tap, you know. They're smart.
Right,
I said smart.
Right, Pastor.
Pastor's holding it. One day we were back there in Memphis, about 3 years ago. We were back there having Memphis and action meet. Well, no, we got TV all messed up, you know. And Reverend Wisdom had his son there. He was about 9 years old, then, or eight. And we trying to fix the thing. We couldn't fix that thing to save our life. Ella jokes, I can fix it. God knows I'm not lying. That scoundrel got there. He wasn't fumbling around and doing. He just, poop, there it is. God knows I'm not lying. It was amazing. They smart.
That's right.
Smart.
That's right. You're right.
You be fumbling around with your computer and all that kind of stuff. Some of the children go there and they smart. in the last days, not is going to increase. They smart. They know everything now. You can't tell them nothing new. Because we already got this up-to-date stuff. They're so smart until they outsmart themselves.
Right.
So smart, after a while, you can't hide from nobody. Right. They got, I don't know what they got these things. These satellite things everywhere. Yes, they'll spot you, don't care where you go in.
Right.
So smart, you can go to New York and still check your house at home.
Right.
Man, I've got so smart, you feel like you don't need Jesus no more. Not in the last day, don't increase. It have increased.
Yes, sir.
Young folk don't know nothing about Jesus too much because the old people ain't telling nothing about him.
That's right.
We carry them everywhere. We let them have their way. Oh, you got to tell your child about Jesus if you want him to go to heaven. No holler, we holler. Well, they took prayer out of school. Well, some of them know you're grown folk when coming to prayer meeting. It wasn't in the house the first time with the folk.
That's right.
Oh, that much. These the last days, but I promise you, you have studied your Bible prayerfully now. Prayerfully. Don't try to trick me. You just study prayerfully. I'm going to see if he's right. Well, you try. See, God ain't going to show you nothing. God got to show you a thing. If the Holy Spirit don't show it to you, you're going to get it anyway. You'll never get it. If the Holy Spirit ain't talking to you, you'll never get it. But if you want it in real, God will open up to you. Sometimes folks study the Bible just to get at somebody. Ain't got the meaning of just to get at some. Don't you study no Bible for nothing like that. To get at somebody. Oh, boy. Bless his holy name. Thank God for Jesus. And my brother says, I got 7 more minutes. I wait on somebody to say, go on, take 15. Or anybody say nothing, but bless you. Even Christine is in that time. That's all.
1405.
My brothers, we just about to go. My brother, I want y'all to get this stuff.
Go ahead.
Well, if y'all just knew my heart, I want you to get this stuff. Lord, give me, don't know how long I'll be on it. You're going to get this stuff. You need it in these last days. We stopped off Sunday forelast saying that God couldn't find nothing good that he could say about this last church, the church of Laodicea. He had something good to say about every church but this church right here. And my brothers and sisters, we represent this 7th church in our day, the 21st century church. And we are living in the last part of the church history. This is why the Bible called it the last days. Jesus is the first. Jesus is the last. He started off. He go in and up. Paul, get Revelation 1, 17 through 19.
And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead.
As dead.
And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not.
Fear not.
I am the first and the last.
Of the what? I'm the last. Well, see, he the first and the last. He got the first word. He got the middle word. He got the last word. God Almighty, I'm the first and the last. Read on, Paul.
I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore.
God Almighty.
Amen.
Amen.
And have the keys of hell.
Listen.
And of death.
God Almighty.
Write the things which thou hast seen.
Yeah.
And the things which are. And the things which shall be hereafter.
God Almighty. I got everything in my hand. I'm the first and the last. I don't need no help from nobody. I fix things like I want and they already been fixed. And my brother and sister, when we see the characteristics of the church of Laodicea, it seems like we looking in a mirror to see how the worldly church is acting. And that's us, y'all. Look, I dare you to go home and just read it and just see. It's us. Look like we looking in a mirror. Paul talked about the last day. It looked like we looking at our own self. God Almighty. And Jesus had nothing good to say about us. What you trying to say, Reverend Walker? I'm trying to say it ain't no more just a bunch of folks in a sense, the whole church. He said, whosoever will now. He knocking on individual heart, whosoever will. The book of the church in these last days, oh, we just look around. It's false. They're doing everything. Worldly. Worldly. Don't talk over. They worldly worship and worldly everything. Stop them. Push Jesus out the church.
Right.
Watch this now. Right. I may be in heaven when it happened now. Look what I said good now. I may be in heaven. Watch this. I believe from the depth of my heart, after a while, things ain't going to get so plentiful. The economy ain't going to boost. Watch. I'm looking for that now. I may be in heaven now. I'm looking for it. It's going to boost. You're going to always find it. You can find a job. You step out the door. One job? No, one job. I got another job. You're going to be so fan of it. Watch it. I believe. From the depth of my heart, I believe it. Now, I may be in heaven, like I said. But it's gonna, a few years from now, you're going to see things blooming. Because we got to get to where we rich and need for nothing.
All right. I see, Pastor.
Rich, need for nothing. Plentiful. Time when Clint was in office. When Clint was in office, they had signs even at the bank. High.
Right.
But when Bush got in there. You walk out the door, folks want to hire you. Boy, but when Bush got in there, they fine, folks. You know, going funny, come. Everything going. But now. Just watch. Watch, you see it happening. In the last day. It got to get to a point where we don't need nothing. Watch it. When you get satisfied, if you don't watch yourself, you'll stop praying.
All right. All right.
When things start going your way, if you're not careful, you'll stop praying.
Yes, sir.
You may have some little phony prayers. When you stay down there 50 minutes, now you're staying 5. Because everything going your way. You've got to be very careful.
Yes.
I said you've got to be very careful.
Yes,
you feel like you ain't the devil be dealing with you. Feel like you ain't got much to pray for. Because you don't need nothing. What God gave you, he can take it when he feel like it. Everything belongs to the Lord. And that's what happened. Now watch this now. I'm finna close now. Now watch this. It's just like Jesus, he'll come when you're least.
Right.
Have y'all watched y'all watch things sometime?
Yeah.
Like he caught us last week. We least expect. The weather man said this, but God said, wait, I let y'all go so far. But sometime when you get beside yourself. Boy, they messed us up.
Yeah.
Some of y'all stays out in the street on the road.
All right, Pastor. I hear you.
You had my sympathy. Sometimes God had to move some things in when you least expect it. Or we're rushing. Brother Kenny, they're looking for terrorists to do so.
Right.
Now watch it now. I ain't saying one. Watch, you have to watch God. Watch God how he works sometimes. See, sometimes when you get yourself think prepared for something, sometimes God will surprise you. I don't believe nothing gonna happen. Just me saying it. Don't be putting on that. Reverend Walker said, I said, believe. Reverend Walker said, I said, what? Believe. I know y'all. I know y'all. I know some of y'all. Watch this. when you least expect. Now watch this. When you feel like you got everything down pat. Got everything protected.
That's right.
Everything around you. Can't nobody get to you. That's when God will come in. He'll surprise you. You can't protect yourself. That's what happened to the twin towers back here. In 09, that's what happened. They call even Americans, they can take care of themselves. They don't need the law.
That's right. Pastor.
That's what the Lord told me. Right. Now, I don't care what he got. Now, he told me that now.
Yes, sir.
Now, you say what you want about that. He told me that.
All right. Mama.
They're protecting their own self. They don't need God. America finna go D-O-W-E-N down. Watch.
All right.
Because they don't leave and they're leaving God day by day. When them two towers hit up down in New York, I told y'all, I'm tell you again, everybody don't know it. Since I'm on this, I had to preach that New Zion from the depths of my heart. And a week after that, they hit that thing. I had to go start that Monday night. I told the Lord, give me my message. And from the depths of my heart, I just went to my pastor, stood at home, and just turned the Bible. And if my people, it stopped right there. If my people who call by name, all right, it stopped. And after I read it, I heard a voice playing as they said these words, 5 nights.
Right.
See, when God talked to you, he let you know what he meant. He was telling me, I want you to preach on this one verse 5 nights. I said, 5 nights? God knows, I asked him. I didn't have a bit of problem preaching. And I preached it 5 nights. Look what God told me. He said it was a message to the churches in America. A message to the churches. He said churches in America. We don't love God. We leave it, God, live by live. You don't see it.
Yes, amen.
You can't protect yourself. Americans think they can take care of their own self. God said, I don't need no army. I don't need no city. I just want 4 men
right.
to get 4 airplanes right up under your nose and you can't even see it.
All right.
You don't need me. Yeah, you do need Jesus.
Yes, right. Amen.
You ain't got to have no country. I got 4 men. 1 man. And they put that man on 130,000.
Right.
1 man. Not no army. 1 man.
Yeah.
And they think they can protect themselves. I'm going to get back and let them see they can't protect themselves. Watch this now. I'm going to go now. Watch this. When the church get with Jesus,
right.
He protect the country.
All right.
Y'all better listen to that. When you push Jesus out your house, the house finna go down. When you move Jesus out of the way, you finna fall. I'll keep a city if I find 10 righteous. If I can't find no righteous folk, the whole thing gonna go down. So American, live in God. Live by live.
You're right.
I don't care. You just watch. Maybe in heaven, you know what you're going to say. That little crazy preacher told us that. Watch. Let us all stand.
Amen. God bless you.
American, live in God. Live by live. All that much. Get the church we're living in. Church of Laodicea. This the church we are right now. Laodicea. The church that said they don't need Jesus. You got to do just read your Bible and see what happened. That's all you got to do. I'm talking about prayerfully. Prayerfully. And you'll see exactly what I'm saying. If you mean what God will show it to you. You can see it coming on us just like this. Little by little. God Almighty. Lord, have mercy. Somebody may want to give their life to Christ as your personal Savior. Boy, you have it so simple. If a man confessed the Lord Jesus with his mouth, and believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. Will there be one? want to give your life to Christ as your personal Savior. If you're not saved, get saved. Please get saved. If you're not saved, out in the radio land, if I'm still on, please get saved. Wherever you may be, just tell God to come into my heart. I believe you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. I'm giving my life to you. God will save you. Just that simple. If you mean business with God. He loves us so. He loves us so. Will there be one? Will there be one? Will there be one? Bless his holy name. Will there be another one? 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 Yeah. Will there be another one? Lord, have mercy. Let me say this. Now, come on down. Regardless of what you done done, regardless. Bless your heart.